Competency, Agency, and Advertising. Introduction. Learning Objectives. After this section, you will be able to bullet, define the three canons of professional ethics and conduct under Chapter 531 of TREC Rules. Bullet, explain how types of agency relationships are created in Texas. Bullet, understand legal requirements associated with written agreements to show property. Bullet, understand TREC advertising rules and what transaction coordinators and unlicensed assistants are allowed to do in Texas. Chapter 5. 31. Overview of Canons of Professional Ethics and Conduct. License Holder Obligations to Clients. Select each tab to learn more about that ethical canon. Section 5.31.2. Fidelity. A license holder, while acting as an agent for another, is a fiduciary. Special obligations are imposed when such fiduciary relationships are created in the form of fidelity. They demand that the duty of a license holder is to represent the interests of the clients, with this position clear to all parties in a real estate transaction. Treat other parties to a transaction fairly. Be faithful and observant to trust placed in the license holder. Be scrupulous and meticulous in performing the license holder's functions. And place no personal interest above that of the client. Section 5. 31.3. Integrity. A license holder has a special obligation to exercise integrity in the discharge of the license holder's responsibilities, including employment of prudence and caution to avoid misrepresentation in any way by acts of commission or omission. Section 5. 31.4. Competency. It is the obligation of a license holder to be knowledgeable and competent as a real estate brokerage practitioner. The license holder must be informed on local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client. Be informed on national, state, and local issues and developments in the real estate industry. Exercise judgment and skill in the performance of brokerage activities. Be educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. Fiduciary duties to clients. An agent's duties to his or her client are old car. O is for obedience, adhere to given lawful instructions. L is for loyalty, place the client's best interest first. D is for disclosure, reveal all known facts, give advice and opinions. C is for confidentiality, protect the private information of the client. A is for accounting, handle funds with care, never engage in commingling or conversion. And R is for reasonable care, protect the property and legal interest of the client. What is competency? TREC. Rule 530.1.4 addresses license holder competency. Competency is the obligation of a license holder to be knowledgeable and competent as a real estate brokerage practitioner. The license holder must 1. Be informed on local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client. 2. Be informed on national, state, and local issues and developments in the real estate industry. 3. Exercise judgment and skill in the performance of brokerage activities. 4. Be educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. Since the broker is responsible for ensuring competency of sponsored sales agents, the broker should have policies and procedures defining the characteristics and minimum competency standards for different specializations or types of real estate transactions. The broker allows sales agents to perform. Subject, matter and geographic competency. The broker's policies and procedures should also address subject matter competency, geographic competency, and TREC contract form competency, subject matter competency. Examples of subject matter competency include being a buyer's or seller's agent, engaging in property management, or practicing farm and ranch or commercial sales. Geographic competency. The Real Estate License Act, TREE LA, and TREC rules require that license holders be geographically competent in all brokerage activities. This means a license holder should have knowledge of the specific geographic area in which the license holder is providing a service, as well as local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area in which they work. Be familiar with where you work. Texas has a varied real estate business culture, especially when you factor in the state's economy and diverse population. Real estate transactions in Beaumont are different than those in El Paso. Transactions in Amarillo differ from those in Brownsville. Even close together regions in Texas, such as the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, may have varied geographies. Time and economic changes can further alter those differences. For instance, think about the recent developments in oil and gas drilling technology, or how housing developments are beginning to pop up in once rural areas, which are now becoming more desirable due to proximity to growing cities. TREC contract form competency. License holders should know how to correctly use and complete all contract forms. Contract forms can be tricky, even for seasoned agents. Brokers must be experts on contract forms. They must also know how to count days to establish deadlines for action and know what dates go where. It is the responsibility of the broker and delegated supervisors to educate sponsored sales agents on how to complete forms, so sponsored sales agents can build their competency. Competency, FAQs. Select each tab to learn more about competency considerations. How can someone become competency in particular brokerage activity? Being competent in any type of real estate brokerage activity requires not only traditional education, but also real-world experience. There is no set standard as it relates to issues relevant to brokerage activity within the state. A broker must ensure that reasonable boundaries are set for agents that allow for a productive and knowledgeable practice. Consumers rely on the knowledge and skills of their sales agent and broker. Can a license holder who is not geographically competent become geographically competent? Yes, geographic competence is something a license holder can acquire. Do not let the requirement of geographic competency become a tool for holding license holders back in their practice. As a broker, you must ensure your sponsored sales agents are geographically competent. This means understanding sponsored sales agents' geographic competency and providing them with guidance and opportunity to improve and expand this knowledge. How does a sponsoring broker ensure a more seasoned sales agent maintains competency? Active engagement with their sponsored sales agent. Recommend classes they would benefit from as they continue their practice. Have them mentor new sales agents, because teaching is an excellent way to remember the why behind doing something a certain way. What if the sponsoring broker is not competent in the type of brokerage activity the sales agent wishes to practice? The sponsoring broker must either gain the experience or find a qualified supervisor, team leader, or coach who can teach the agent and assess the agent's competency in the specific brokerage activity. If both the sponsoring broker and sponsored sales agent are not competent in a particular area of practice, The best practice is passing the lead to someone competent via a referral until both the sponsoring broker and sales agent gain the necessary competency. Agency relationships. What is an agency relationship? An agency relationship is a fiduciary relationship between two parties and is based on trust. In a fiduciary relationship, license holders have a duty to work in the best interest of their client and above any personal interest, but not above the law. In Texas, real estate license holders represent parties in a real estate transaction, such as a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant. How are agency relationships created? The information about brokerage services, IABS, form tells consumers that they should create an agency relationship in writing using listing agreements, buyer or tenant agreements, and property management agreements. These are called express agreements. An oral agreement is also an express agreement, so an agency relationship may be created orally. However, sometimes agency isn't created through an express agreement, but is implied because of someone's actions or words. This could occur when a party believes an agent represents them because of what the agent has said or acts an agent has performed for them. What is the IABS? Section 1101.558 of the Real Estate License Act, TREE LA, and TREC Rule. 531.20 require brokers and sales agents to post and provide the information about brokerage services, IABS, form to protect the consumer by giving it to prospective buyers, sellers, tenants, and landlords at the first substantive communication concerning a specific real property. The IABS form is divided into five sections, covering 1. Real estate license holder types, 2. Brokers' legally required duties, 3. Written agreements, 4. Representation and non-representation, and 5. Contact information for brokers and sales agents. Why the IABS is important. The IABS form is an important tool for consumers because it provides them with relevant information related to regulated brokerage activity in Texas and what they should expect from a license holder. You may also want to inform consumers that the IABS form does not create any obligation to use the services of the broker. Remember, what seems like basic knowledge to you as a license holder on the broker-agent relationship and responsibilities is often new information to the consumer. As such, it is crucial this information is provided in accordance with law and rule. From the case files, whose money is IT anyway? Broker not representing the buyer. This case focuses on a transaction in which the buyer did not have a broker representing him. The sellers, however, were represented by a designated broker. On the 1-4 residential contract, resale, under the broker information section, the broker checked the box that says she represents the seller and buyer as an intermediary, which she did not get written consent from the buyer to do. On that same page, the disclosure states that listing broker has agreed to pay other broker a fee of 1%. But I don't want representation. During negotiations, the buyer stated he did not have a broker and did not want representation. The seller's broker provided him an IABS form anyway and listed her license number where the business's license number should have been. The penalties. TREC concluded this broker acted negligently or incompetently and failed to make clear to all parties of the transaction the party for whom she is acting. As a result of the broker's actions, the following penalties were levied. 1. The broker was fined $1,500. 2. The broker was required to take 30 hours of a law of agency course. Non-representation status and written agreements. Section 1101.5, 62, non-representation status. A bill passed in 2025 amended TREELEE by adding sections 1101.5, 62 and 1101.563. Under section 1101.562, a license holder can show property to a buyer or tenant without representing the buyer or tenant if, bullet, the broker has not agreed with the buyer or tenant, either orally or in writing, to represent the buyer or tenant. Bullet, the broker is not otherwise acting as the buyer or tenant's agent at the time of showing the property. Bullet, the broker does not provide the buyer or tenant opinions or advice regarding the property or real estate transactions generally. Bullet, the broker does not perform any other act of real estate brokerage for the buyer or tenant. A written agreement with prospective buyer for showing real property under section 1101.562 may not be an exclusive agreement with the license holder or state. A termination date more than 14 days from the date the agreement is entered into. No more subagency. In TREELEE, did you have a hard time understanding subagency? Don't worry, you weren't alone. A bill passed by the 89th Texas Legislature eliminated references to subagency from the Real Estate License Act, TREELEE. Section 1101.5, 63, written agreements. Under section 1101.563, written agreements are required in certain situations. A license holder who performs brokerage activity for a prospective buyer of residential property must enter into a written agreement with the buyer before showing any residential property to the buyer. Or, if no residential property will be shown, before presenting an offer on behalf of the buyer. This written agreement must contain the following information. Required information for written agreements. Bullet, the services to be provided by the license holder. Bullet, the termination date of the agreement. Bullet, whether the agreement is exclusive or non-exclusive. Bullet, the amount or rate of compensation the broker will receive and how this amount will be determined. Bullet, disclose in conspicuous language that broker compensation is not set by law and is fully negotiable. Bullet, as applicable, that the license holder 1. Represents the prospective buyer as the buyer's agent, or 2. Does not represent the prospective buyer as the buyer's agent if the only act of real estate brokerage being performed is showing real property under section 1101.562. The intent behind this change was to help protect consumers by using written agreements to clearly outline the obligations each party owes to the other. Additionally, changes to the IABS reflect these amendments. What about open houses? Bullet. When the agent hosting an open house is a member of a listing broker's office, such as a sales agent at the brokerage holding the listing, the agent does not need to provide the IABS or enter into a written agreement with prospective buyers. The agent will need to disclose they represent the owner either orally or in writing as required by section 1101.563. Bullet. When the agent hosting an open house is not a member of the listing broker's office and does not represent the seller, such as a showing agent, the agent must provide the IABS and enter into a written agreement as described by 1101.563C with prospective buyers, such as the visitors of the open house. There are true even when a prospective buyer has a written representation agreement with another broker. Brokerage dynamics. Working for multiple brokerages, what transaction coordinators and showing agents are allowed to do in Texas? Trela says a licensed sales agent may not engage in real estate brokerage activity unless that sales agent is sponsored by a licensed broker and is acting for that broker. In Texas, transaction coordinators and showing agents are frequently used by brokerages as part of their business model, but sometimes these models entail working for other brokerages. Here is what acting for your broker means in these situations. Transaction coordinators. Transaction coordinators, sometimes called TCs, are not defined nor mentioned in TREC rules and statutes. In practice, transaction coordinators typically handle administrative tasks related to a real estate transaction, so they would not be required to hold a real estate license. Even so, there is a risk that the activities of a transaction coordinator might blur the line between what is considered brokerage activity. Often, the simplest way to reduce the risk of engaging in unlicensed brokerage activity and facing disciplinary action is to hold an active Texas real estate license. If you are a licensed sales agent and you engage in brokerage activity while providing transaction coordinator services, even if inadvertent, you must get written authorization from your sponsoring broker first and only act within the scope of that authorization. Showing agents. A showing agent is not defined under Texas law. A showing agent is typically hired by a buyer's agent to show a property to a prospective buyer. This arrangement might arise because the buyer's agent is out of town or unavailable during a particular time. The showing agent may or may not receive a fee for their services. Showing a property for compensation or with the expectation of receiving compensation is considered real estate brokerage activity, so an individual must have an active real estate license to do so. TREC Rule 535.4C says showing a property includes causing or permitting the property to be viewed by a prospective buyer or tenant, unlocking or providing access onto or into a property for a prospective buyer or tenant, and hosting an open house at the property. If a licensed sales agent shows a property listed by another brokerage for compensation, the sales agent must obtain written authorization from the agent's sponsoring broker prior to the showing. Any compensation received must be paid to the agent's sponsoring broker unless written consent has been given pursuant to TREC Rule 535.3, compensation to or paid by a salesperson. Finally, make sure you follow the requirements in TREALA Section 1101.562. Be aware that Section 1101.563 may also apply if showing residential property to a prospective buyer. Using unlicensed individuals to help in real estate transactions. Who can you use as an unlicensed assistant to help with your real estate transactions? It depends. Real estate transactions are complex. So many brokers and sales agents engage the help of assistants to handle the administrative details. Regardless of an assistant's professional title, unlicensed assistant, administrative assistant, office manager, and transaction coordinator are popular. The real estate license status determines what type of activities they can legally perform in Texas. The importance of a Texas real estate license. Bullet. Why does having a Texas real estate license matter? The Real Estate License Act, TREALA, prohibits individuals from engaging in real estate brokerage activity without an active real estate license. Someone who conducts real estate brokerage activity without a license, as well as a broker or sales agent who employs that unlicensed individual, commits a Class A misdemeanor, which is a fine up to $4,000 or confinement in jail, for a term up to 1 year or both. TREC may also take disciplinary action against a broker or sales agent who pays or associates with an unlicensed person who engages in activities that require a real estate license. bullet. Which activities require a Texas real estate license? Tree law requires a license for anyone who, in exchange for or with the expectation of receiving a commission or other valuable consideration, performs for another any of the activities listed in Section 1101.0021A of Tree LE. Section 1101.0.05 of Tree LA and TREC, Rule 5.35.5, outline activities that do not require a license, while TREC Rule 5.35.4 further outlines what activities do require a license. Unlicensed Assistant FAQs. Select each item to learn more about unlicensed assistants and their use across real estate transactions in Texas. Can an unlicensed assistant make calls to determine whether a person is interested in buying or selling property? No. An unlicensed assistant cannot make calls to determine whether a person is interested in buying, selling, or leasing property, even if it is to schedule a follow-up appointment with a license holder to discuss details. Under TREC Rule 5.35.4F, only license holders may solicit listings, often referred to as telemarketing in Texas. In the Attorney General's opinion file, H-1271 from 1978, the Attorney General concluded that a license was required for any such activities conducted in Texas. Can an unlicensed assistant set appointments to show a listing? Yes. An unlicensed assistant may arrange a showing appointment on behalf of the license holder who will show the property. Can an unlicensed assistant unlock a door or otherwise allow access to a property? Number. Show includes causing or permitting a property to be viewed by a prospective buyer or tenant. Unlocking or allowing access onto or into a property for a prospective buyer or tenant, and hosting an open house at a property. TREC Rule 5.35.4C says an individual must be licensed to show a property for sale or lease in all such scenarios. Can an unlicensed assistant host an open house? No, an unlicensed assistant cannot host an open house. Can an unlicensed assistant answer questions about a listed property? It depends. TREC Rule 5.35.5F allows unlicensed assistants to confirm information previously advertised about a specific property, such as the size or price. For example, the assistant might confirm that the particular property inquired about has 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. Confirming whether any compensation is being offered, and if so, what amount, is also a term or detail an unlicensed assistant can provide. If the individual asks follow-up questions that aren't included in the advertisement or for other properties that might fit their preferences, the assistant should refer the individual to a license holder. What tasks can an unlicensed assistant perform? An unlicensed assistant may perform administrative tasks, including bullet inputting data into a computer or typing contracts, but only as specifically directed by a license holder. Bullet ordering supplies, scheduling maintenance, or performing other similar tasks that help keep the office running. Bullet bookkeeping, however, under TREC Rule 5.35.146C7, only a license holder may be authorized to withdraw or transfer money from a trust account. And bullet training or motivating personnel or performing other similar tasks dealing with office administration and personnel matters. However, under TREC Rule 5.35.4E, an unlicensed assistant may not direct or supervise others who perform real estate brokerage activity. Can an unlicensed assistant review a contract? No. An unlicensed assistant cannot review a contract or facilitate a transaction. However, an unlicensed assistant can input data into a contract if specifically directed by a license holder. Can an unlicensed assistant help arrange financing for a buyer? It depends. While an unlicensed assistant may be able to perform some administrative tasks at the direction of a sales agent or broker, because mortgage brokers and loan originators are licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. Any questions regarding the licensing requirements for persons dealing with financing issues should be directed to that agency. Can an unlicensed assistant serve as a property manager for a rental property? It depends. TRELA Section 1101.0 021AX says an individual must be licensed if, in exchange for or with the expectation of receiving a commission or other valuable consideration, the person leases a property or controls the acceptance or deposit of rent from a resident of a single-family residential real property unit for another person. Note that this means that TREC does not have jurisdiction over all types of property management, like commercial. According to TREC, Rule 5.35.4H, a person controls the acceptance or deposit of rent if the person has the authority to any one of the following. Use the rent to pay for services related to management of the property. Bullet. Determine where to deposit the rent. Or, bullet, sign checks or withdraw money from the account. Many property management activities, such as bookkeeping and arranging for repairs, do not generally require a license. Furthermore, TRELA Section 1101.0, 0, 5, 7, and 8 generally exempts an on-site manager of an apartment complex, as well as an owner or the owner's employee who leases the owner's improved or unimproved real estate from the license requirement. From the case files, lights, camera, discipline. The situation. A sales agent is ready for his big break. A local television station asked to conduct an interview of the sales agent. Instead of scouting a location for the shoot, the sales agent booked a showing for a buyer at a listed residential property. He then accessed the property for this showing and had the reporter meet him inside to conduct the interview. The sellers saw the broadcast on TV and were shocked to see their home with the sales agent and reporter inside. The penalties. As a result of the sales agent's actions, the following penalties were levied. 1. The sales agent's license was formally reprimanded. 2. The sales agent was assessed a $750 fee. From the case files, she got a fee for giving the key. The situation. The license holder in this case was the listing agent. She provided a potential buyer with the key to access the property during an HVAC servicing appointment. The agent now understands. Bullet, a person must be licensed to show a property. Bullet, an unlicensed person must be accompanied by a license holder at a showing and must not be given property access codes. The penalties. As a result of the sales agent's actions, the following penalties were levied. 1. The sales agent was reprimanded. 2. The sales agent was ordered to pay $500. 3. The sales agent was ordered to complete the TREC Legal Update 1 and 2 courses. Keeping IT Legal Advertising Basics. What is an advertisement? If you are a license holder, any form of communication to attract people to use your real estate brokerage services can be considered an advertisement under TREC rules and the law. This can include what people traditionally think about as advertising, like TV commercials or shows, newspapers and magazines, signs, displays, brochures, and billboards. It also includes electronic media, such as email, text messages, social media posts, and websites. Advertising does not include a directional sign that may also contain the broker's name or logo or communication from a license holder to the license holder's current client. This is information found in TREC Rule 535.155. Who is advertising? Brokers, including associated brokers, sales agents and teams, produce advertisements and must follow advertising rules and laws. But before going into the specifics of the law, a broker should understand the requirements from TREC for doing business as DBAs, also known as assumed business names, as well as alternate names and team names. Select each tab to learn more about the use of names in real estate advertising. Brokers' assumed business names. The broker's assumed business name, or DBA, is another name for the brokerage that can be used by all associated brokers or sponsored sales agents. It is the name that the brokerage may be generally known as, a business name that indicates a broker's line of business, such as property management or commercial, is also considered an assumed business name of the broker, even though it may not be available for use by all associated brokers and sponsored sales agents. Any broker, individual or business entity, can have a DBA. The DBA must be registered with TREC by the broker before it can be used in advertisements. The broker must also have legal authority to use the DBA in Texas. Alternate names. An alternate name is a name used by an individual, license holder, other than their license name. It is a nickname, maiden name, or married name that the individual wants to use in advertisements. Before this name can be used in an advertisement, it needs to be registered with TREC by the license holder. Common name derivatives such as Bob for Robert or Kim for Kimberly do not have to be registered as an alternate name. Team names. A team name is a name used only by one or more license holders working together within a brokerage that is not the broker's license name or DBA. Before a team name can be used in any advertisement, it must be registered with TREC by the broker. The team's name must end with the word team or group. Using words in a team name that could mislead the public to mistake the team for the brokerage is not allowed. A broker must notify TREC before sales agents or associated brokers may advertise using a team name. You are responsible for team names. Advertising rules require a notice to be sent to the commission within 10 days of a team name no longer being used. To provide transparency for consumers and other license holders, brokers should keep their records updated and closely manage the teams in their brokerage. Managing team names is easier than ever through the Realm portal. The system allows designated brokers to grant permissions to others within their office, like managers or team leads, to manage their licenses, including team names, through their own online account. What advertising laws and rules must license holders follow? TREE, Section 1101.652. B23 states an advertisement cannot do any of the following: prohibited advertisement purposes, bullet, mislead or be likely to deceive the public. Bullet, tend to create a misleading impression. Bullet, imply that a sales agent is responsible for the operation of the broker's real estate brokerage business. TREC Rule 535.155 states that every ad must contain both the name of the license holder or team placing the advertisement and the name of the broker in at least half the size of largest size contact information for any sales agent, associated broker, or team name contained in the advertisement. By rule, contact information means any information that can be used to contact a license holder featured in the advertisement, including a name, phone number, email address, website address, social media handle, QR code, or other similar information. TREC Rule 535.155 D, lists misleading advertisements that fall under the statutory prohibitions.